Birmingham, like nothing seen before the protest on Wednesday the 3rd of June was nothing like I'd ever been to. Thousands were listening to the Socialist Party's Rolling Mic, run by DJ Ale. Firefighter Dave Pitt got the crowd chanting. 15,000 working class youth, black, white and Asian, came from the council estates. We sold out of everything. I emptied my car of every random leaflet I had left in there, and they took the lot. 120 people left their names to find out about joining the Socialist Party, and we raised £140. We sold 50 copies of The Socialist. There were big cheers whenever anyone mentioned Grenfell, criticized gentrification or attacked imperialism. For most protesters, it's gone beyond solidarity with the US. It's about Britain and the world. Lenny Shale, around 5,000, turned out on Thursday the 4th of June. The original meeting place had to be moved because it was too small. The atmosphere was peaceful yet angry. Even the West Midlands Police Commissioner issued a statement supporting the demo and sending condolences to George Floyd's family. The many speeches from ordinary protesters at the Socialist Party's open megaphone clearly showed the pent-up anger at years of low-level and not-so-low-level racism that is a daily lot for so many. Clive Walder,